Matthew chapter 3. It was a very personal experience. Despite the close family ties, John declares that he did not know Jesus. At least, he did not know him in this dimension. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me. The man on whom you see the Holy Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one. There was something special and intriguing about the encounter. Before he even sees the heavens open and the Spirit descend on Jesus, John resists baptizing Jesus by declaring that he is not worthy to do so. Imagine the scene. Everyone, one by one, would come and confess his sins before being baptized. And Jesus must have kept a holy silence. Something inexplicable happened. John was a prophet, and no doubt the Holy Ghost communicated to him the importance of the encounter. The Holy Trinity manifests itself simultaneously, the Son being baptized, the Father's voice of approval, and the Holy Spirit descending like a dove. John is lost in the background, and the complete presence of God takes the center stage and is illuminated with it. The presence of God can shine in your life, too. John met Jesus that day, and without the physical and unique manifestation that John had then, today, you too can have a wonderful encounter and meet Jesus intimately and personally. If you do, the same Spirit will take residency in your inner being, and the Father will take pleasure in you. The heavens will open to your conversations with God, and you will walk with Jesus.